just got the popcorn.
This thing had better have hot guys or cool science, otherwise I'm out of here.
Wow, she kind of looks like my ex.
Damn it, Rod. Now I'm going to be sick when she gets naked later.
Hey, hey, and welcome back to Movies in the Buff, where we strip down, objectify, and thoroughly violate your favorite films. Here's your team of debauchery, Sexy Scully.
It's pretty, but they need to stop talking.
That's exactly what I think most of the time. Lovely Lisa.
Space! Space, 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 space!
Why is it I think that came from Neurotically Yours?
It didn't.
No. And Crazy Carl.
Seriously, aren't we better at putting things in orbit by now than this?
No.
Really?
Yeah, we suck at it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that with a full set of GPS satellites under our belt that, you know, stay there, we're pretty good at putting things in orbit and keeping
companies.
Them there.
There are companies that do that, and they're no bigger than, like, a Volkswagen.
Okay, so before we get too far into this, because I have some bitch about that too, but before we get too far into this, the movie that we are buffing is Lockout. It was a straight-to-DVD video starring Guy Pearce, because this guy can't get a freaking break.
Oh, seriously, this is Guy Pearce's – this movie is not called Lockout. This movie is called Guy Pearce's Excuse to Quote One-Liners and Go into Space.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, let's see. Lockout, a man wrongly convicted of a conspiracy to commit espionage against the U.S. That's not even what he was convicted of. And he was never convicted. He's offered his freedom if he can rescue the president's daughter from an outer space prison taken over by violent inmates. So basically what this is it's Star Wars meets Escape from New York.
Yeah, and I do have one thing I gotta correct you on. This was not straight to DVD.
Was it not? I thought this was.
2,308 screens opening weekend.
Okay, so straight to DVD. Anyway, alright. Carl, give us our people also liked.
People also liked, let's see, Death Race, X-Men, or no, I'm sorry, X2, Deja Vu, X3, or X-Men The Last Stand, The Incredible Hulk, and Push.
To correct you, that is just Hulk. No, it is The Incredible Hulk.
It is The Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, that's The Incredible Hulk one.
Okay, so that's the good one.
Yeah, that's the one that's better than the other weird one.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Pretend it never happened.
This is the one with Ed Norton in it.
Yep. Okay. So, So like or dislike, let's start with Lisa. Did you like or dislike, well, were you wet or frigid for Lockout?
I knew what you meant.
Sorry, I'm not here.
Considering I picked this movie, and it wasn't one of those... I'm going to have to say that I was pleasantly wet.
Really? For any particular reason other than you picked it?
Actually, because I could actually just sit there and just veg in front of the TV screen for a while.
See, and I'm going to interrupt right here. To me, that's what this movie is about. It's not about making sense or anything. It's one of those fun movies where you just want to sit and watch it. With that being said, Carl, were you hard or flaccid for Lockout?
Mostly hard. Like, there are a few things that I have problems with. Some of them are fairly big things, or seem like fairly big things, but on the whole... You know,
like
just
space.
As a popcorn movie. Oh, no. That's the fact that they were in space was not one of my big problems with this.
No, it's just the fact that they didn't handle space as space.
That too, yeah.
Well, it was upper atmosphere, you know. What? That's how they explained it in Star Wars.
Jesus.
Anyway. All right, Scully. Wet or frigid for Lockout?
Still haven't made up my mind.
See, I really haven't made up my mind.
Part of me's like, really hot guys wearing very little nice blowing things up cool kind of sci-fi, but damn if the basic sciences are completely screwed up and ass backwards and I just want to hit them. It's like, you're pretty, shut up.
Go back black, seriously.
So you kind of feel about this movie the same way that Guy Pearce feels about Maggie Grace throughout the entire movie?
Yes. Oh, my God. I so wanted to turn the needle on him. Like, no, you know who needs to shut up? You.
You. I don't know. I kind of like most of his lines in this movie. Most of them.
No, he has nice lines, but damn if he does need to shut up. He talks way too damn much. Mm-hmm. It's like, do some shooting. Shut up and shoot. That is what I needed more of. I needed more shutting up and more shooting.
Right. Wow. Soundbite.
I so almost want to go there, but I'm not going to.
That's kind of where I'm at, too.
Every listener has. Every listener is already gone.
I could just picture Scully, you know, sitting there just kind of half reclined, grabbing Guy Pearce by the head, shoving his head down and going, shut the hell up and stop talking.
I could see it. And so could Scully.
Scully.
Anyway, as for me, I am.
Movie. Scully has better things for Guy Pearce's mouth to be doing.
Yes.
As for me, I'm going to say that I am about half staff for this movie. It was so much fun to watch, but the worst parts of this movie, the parts that we all have problems with, are the parts that they tried to rip off from other movies. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
I do want to go into this saying that I went into this movie watching it. I was already determined to hate it. Like, as soon as I turned it on, I knew I was going to hate this film. And it made it even worse with that crappy CG race scene. Like, had I have been watching this without having to buff it, I probably would have turned it off right then.
I liked that motorcycle, though, because my first thought was, so, yeah, that tire's about big enough to be able to pull that center of gravity back far enough so that you could have somebody sitting, starting on it. So it actually did make me go into a physics mode, which I kind of like, but then it just blew it out of the water. Because
the whole concept, that's what this was. This was CG concept design. Like, they didn't finish it before they put it on the film. You know what I mean?
Nobody decided to make a model and see if it even stood up.
You have to realize that, you know, that's the same basic design as, you know, the Batmobile motorcycle for the Chris Nolan movies, or the Tron cycle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the same basic design.
At least had the realization that there wasn't enough mass in order to counteract it's a counter pendulum. Like, it you sit on the front, but the back more than the person sitting in the front. It was just at least when they designed those motorcycles, it was better.
Movies in the Buff presents a new spin-off podcast, Science in Movies, the Way It Should Have Happened.
Yes.
That's a great Scully podcast. It really is.
Yeah.
If it can't make a model and stand up on its own in a model, then don't do it. Unless you can justify it. So don't make 12-legged animals that have spindly little legs, but weigh the equivalent of 2 tons. Because if you can't explain it, don't do it.
Gotcha. Okay, so who would you do, Scully?
Scar, who's one of, like, the extra guys.
He
needs to shut up.
He has to look like he does.
That was my only thing. Yeah, he does. But see, Scar paid attention. He took direction. He didn't talk all that much, and he did what he was told. You're the perfect, okay?
Yeah.
Snow won't shut up, doesn't do what he's told, goes off. I'm like, just shoot him. I'm done.
Yeah, and to refresh everyone's memory, Scar is the really tall guy in Gen Pop with the teeth tattooed on his face.
Yes.
Yeah, I was wondering if that was him. I couldn't tell.
Yeah, it was him.
Okay.
The only way I know that is because on the closed captioning, it attributes one of his quotes.
Gotcha.
Does he like to party? That's probably it.
Lisa, who would you do?
Mace.
Mace.
He's
really?
Kind of awkward looking.
Maybe he was odd looking, but he did what he was supposed to do really well.
Mace pre-freeze or post-freeze? I'm just curious.
Truthfully, I kind of like the post.
Lisa's a freak.
You're just not realizing this?
That is awesome. That is awesome. Okay. So
oh,
you
wow.
went
crazy. I'm worried because she said she'd do a guy with dementia.
I'm oh looking God. Now and realizing where all we know this guy from, though.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this guy plays plays the Black Frey, Black Walder Frey in Game of Thrones. He's mm-hmm. in Kick-Ass. Mm-hmm. Like, yep. This guy we know.
He's the awkward face guy. Do you have an awkward looking face? Yes. You get the part.
Yeah. Rod, do we even need to ask?
No, you really don't.
Yeah.
There's a secretary in there. She's good looking.
Oh, she was hot, but Emil Warnick, the character, is my type.
Yeah.
Oh, man. She can kick ass. She is very headstrong. She's goal-driven. I love it.
She can't kick ass. Whose ass did she kick? Other than spraying Mace with a lighter, that is about the most she did.
She kept her head. Oh, 9 out of 10 women are going to freak the fuck out in that situation.
She sat there quietly. I wouldn't really call that keeping her head.
Oh. Boo-hoo. You just wish you could be that calm.
Besides, the other chick has Angelina Jolie.
I'd be way too busy telling somebody to shut up.
What'd you say?
You know,
I said the other chick in this movie has Angelina Jolie lips. Like, she worse did. Than Angelina's.
She did. It was kind of weird. Anyway, moving on into Roundtable. Okay, so we open up with the interrogation. I love the interrogation.
Yes, which I also refer to as, how many one-liners can we beat out of Guy Pearce?
No kidding. And throughout the interrogation, you're showing how he ended up getting caught for this, you know, when they framed him for shooting the guy, which I still, maybe I missed something. My mom called in the middle of the movie, I think, when they were explaining this, but how did they do that? Like, how did the black guy frame him? Oops, spoiler alert.
No, he didn't, the black guy didn't frame him. They were watching, the dude's apartment, uh-huh. and, there was a door in that hotel room that had a full mirror on it that was open, and in the and so he was looking in through the window thinking he was seeing the rest of the room, but what he was seeing was the reflection from that mirror, and through the mirror what he saw was Guy Pearce point the gun at Frank and pull the trigger and Frank die, but what he couldn't see was the other guy that had just burst in through the door. Uh-huh. And so Snow is shooting that guy at the same time that guy is shooting Frank.
Got it. That makes more sense.
Yeah. You catch that at the very end when they're kind of, when she's doing the walkthrough.
Uh-huh. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Now I get that.
That's why I saw it with my own two eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. I just missed a very specific point in the movie that explained all of that. Yeah. But, okay, so you have him running from the cops on this really nifty unicycle bike. And really bad CG. Oh my god, the CG was horrible.
It was 60 seconds worth of film. I wasn't all that concerned with how bad it was.
See, that's the problem though. I would have turned it off at that point.
It came out last year. This is my biggest thing. You can have bad CG 8 years ago, but it came out last year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Around Batman and, well, hell, the other Star Wars movies came out before this, and they had better CG.
Can I also point out that we're trespassing again on one of our don'ts?
What's that?
Our movies in the buff don'ts. Have you guys looked at the direction and writing credits?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Directed by two guys who also wrote. Of the three guys who wrote it.
Yeah, that explains a little bit.
So not only did we have confusion as to who was the fucking director, but the two directors are the guys who wrote the movie after they took the original idea from the other guy.
I think there was just some argument as to which one was second unit. Carl got that one. Okay, so moving on through our roundtable, we've got Guy Pearce getting arrested, not getting a trial, going to jail for treason.
Yeah.
Oh, not even just going to jail. He's going to maximum security prison for treason. Oh, no. Oh wait, by the way, his buddy who accidentally shot a cop also went there.
And may I point out that both of these guys, being American citizens, are being sent to a jail that she's going to review in order to for America to start using it.
It's a corporate owned and run prison, mm-hmm. but they're American citizens getting tossed there. What?
Yeah. Well, there, no, that happened.
The problem I have is America had not decided to use it yet. She was going to review them to decide if America was going to use it. Yep. And yet we've already got two American citizens going to be sent to this jail.
Yeah.
That's okay. They apparently had all Irish there because, like, the first four people defreezed were Irish. I'm like, what is this? Like,
I just assumed they were all related.
Are we? No, I didn't even assume that because I was like, I'm guessing in this world, Northern and Southern Ireland are still fighting?
Probably.
Yeah.
Well,
forever.
And the, now the thing I had, my biggest yank on this one is, okay, so they've got a maximum security prison in space. I can live with that.
Mm-hmm.
Not the greatest idea ever, but I can live with that. But their sentences are so many years of suspended animation. That's like that's like punishment you don't even give your 3-year-old. You did something bad. Go take a nap.
Well, then again, of course, the person who's got the infant clearly can't defend this. But you try telling a 3-year-old, go take a nap.
No, but I'm serious. Like, Rod, seriously, have you ever said, Ireland, you did something bad, go take a nap?
He just got up.
No, he did.
Literally, as soon as you started that, he got up. Probably to go take care of the young one.
Probably.
But, yeah, no, yeah, agreed. If you're going to provide somebody punishment, it's like, okay, here's the equivalent, and this is actually what ends up, another spoiler, this is actually what's happening. So they send them there, and if you're doing stuff like that, you're physically torturing them, because you're essentially, according to the studies that they're performing, finding out that they're actually conscious the entire time and aware, but cannot move. So, yeah, hey, Rod.
They never really got that. Like,
no, well, you didn't get that until the end when you were seeing bodies with their head cut off, because they're doing research on side effects are.
Yeah, they were doing research on what the side effects of stasis were. But, okay, now that you're back, I have to ask you the question. As the, current parent of a toddler, have you ever have Ireland ever done something you said, you did something bad, go take a nap? I mean, seriously.
No.
Because that's what these guys are being punished. That's what these guys are being sentenced to.
Yeah. To which I said, have you ever tried just outright telling a child to go take a nap?
Mm-hmm.
They react like you're telling them that is punishment.
Mm-hmm. And I've been very strict with myself about not making, bedtime's punishment.
Yeah.
Because
it's a challenge because they do that. They automatically view it as a punishment. It's not a punishment. You're just tired and you're cranky.
I just thought of another award for this. So I'm going to write this down. And where are we at?
We are at the getting sentenced to prison. We're still.
Well, at this point, we're actually at the point where she is there evaluating whether or not it's something America would like to send their citizens to.
Yeah. See, that's kind of what they kept saying, but that wasn't how they were treating it. It was really like, she was just, checking the prison and making sure that, making sure that the inmates were well cared for.
Well, yeah, but she actually was conducting that survey. So when they took the most annoying character in the world.
God.
Yeah. Oh,
what was that
God.
Guy's name?
Brother, what was his name? Heidel.
Is it Heidel?
Heidel.
Okay. Because I know
Gilgan. I've seen this character a lot, and mainly because, I used to be married to a meth head. So.
Rod.
What?
He's the guy, okay. He's in Misfits. He's the guy that replaced the really good guy from the first couple seasons.
I never watched Misfits. I recognized him from Harry Brown.
Okay. Lisa remembers him from Misfits, though, I bet. Yeah. He's the tall, skinny, jackass Rudy that we hated.
Wow, just like he was in this movie. Anyway.
Misfits? I'm not sure I remember Misfits.
Misfits was the TV show about the kids that were on doing community service and got superpowers.
Wow. Okay, so I'm
just... Oh, that one. Okay.
I will not be endorsing that, by the way.
Oh, no, you need to go watch at least the first couple of seasons, because it actually starts out really good.
Okay.
And after the main character got replaced by this guy, it kind of went to shit.
Actually, once this movie started getting into full swing, I thought it actually was pretty decent, like you said, as a popcorn flick.
Yeah.
But, you know, you've got, they take over everything because he pickpockets the gun. Because, you know, they have bulletproof glass and full chains and all of that. And so the guy's going to stand in there with a live gun.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, he thought about giving up his backup gun and decided to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's an idiot.
Yeah, and not only that, he's going to try to out-wrestle an inmate by himself.
Yeah.
And because there's no rules against this.
Yeah, and I'll be referring to him as Token Black Guy Number One.
Yeah, and what's even weirder, this is the thing that got me. So all of this thing, they're like, okay, you have to remove your guns when you're in with the prisoners. I'm like, okay. I assume just within, like, a glass vicinity of these prisoners. No, they're in the same actual physical room, like less than 2 feet from the prisoners. Why are you putting untrained professionals who have a completely different job, i.e. to protect the, oh yeah, she's the president's daughter, when they should have the actual trained wardens in there. Like, mm-hmm. the people who are trained to handle these guys should be in there. Not two random strangers that happen to have a completely different job. They're just bodyguards. Yeah,
I completely agree with you on that. But anyway, he takes advantage of the situation, gets the gun, and escapes, letting everyone else escape, including his brother, who had the only decent plan in the whole building.
Yeah, I liked him.
I did too. As criminals go, he did it right. That seems a little weird to say.
He was the one who, you're watching everybody else escape, and it's like a bunch of dogs being let out of their kennels. Mm-hmm. When you watched him get out, it was like watching Al Capone or somebody like that walk out of jail.
Yeah.
Like, it was that kind of cool. And they did a very good job with it.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Scully. Now I want to go watch Public Enemy. That was an awesome Johnny Depp flick, by the way. So anyway, where was that? Where were we at? Oh yeah, escapes.
Yep.
They escape. They take everybody hostage. Have no idea they have the American president's daughter.
Nope.
And this is actually the point where I started realizing that this was not an America only thing. I thought maybe the accents were just in there because it was a bad movie.
No. No, they actually specifically say that most of Europe has been using this prison.
Yeah, I caught that. In hindsight.
Yeah, the warden who, again, I know him from somewhere.
Yeah, I don't even care. Sorry, I got to a point with characters in this film that I'm like, I don't even care.
Yeah, I don't even know what his name was.
I wish I could have hit that point with the science bit, but I couldn't. I could never not care because they just threw something even worse at you. Like, there are 500 inmates in here, and you look at the building and you're like, dude, just a head count on this alone... You definitely have more than 500.
Oh, and who looked at the MS-1 and thought, didn't they steal this from an alien ship in another movie?
Like, it looked kind of like finger DS9. On what?
No, it wasn't DS9, but I could.
It was that circular with the band, the rings around it. I'm like, okay, so kind of like DS9 has got a big giant ring around a central piece.
Yeah, but it had that huge claw. Pointed at the Earth, and it reminded me of some alien.
It actually looked exactly like the Zeus satellites that they used in G.I. Joe Retaliation, which was kind of weird.
Yeah, I can't remember
exactly. Because I just watched it.
It made me think of Independence Day, but I know that's not it.
You might be thinking of The Fifth Element.
I might be.
The weird, like, cylindrical kind of giant ships that the Perfect Race used.
Maybe. I don't remember now.
Anyway, so moving on. So Guy Pearce gets sent up there because he finds out that his buddy's there.
Yep.
which is all a plan by this black guy in order to screw him over, get him killed, so nobody finds out that he was involved in all of this crap.
And so that he can find that briefcase of information.
And so he can find the briefcase of information. So he goes up there, and he sneaks on, because... Yeah, the way he snuck in, that kind of bugged me.
Oh, yeah. Bugged
just
me,
kind of.
Like, this whole movie...
I love that he jumps, and there's still gravity. It's, yeah. Gravity's kind of going up.
I think that this movie would have bothered me a whole lot less if the plot had taken place on, like, some kind of an offshore prison, like in the middle of the Pacific, rather than...
I would have taken it on another planet. Put it on another planet. I would have been happy with that.
Yeah, I could have accepted that even. But, yeah. Doing it in orbit was just a little weird.
Yeah.
And it was a little messed up.
But, okay, so we're moving on, we're moving on, we're moving on. We've got... They don't know that they've got the president's daughter, because they don't know who the president is. And he goes in to try to save the president's daughter, which promptly gets him hit in the head with a...
fire extinguisher.
Fire extinguisher. And that was hilarious.
Oh, it was? So,
who saw it coming?
Yeah, but what's weird is, you know, I kind of get that in the heat of it, you're not really paying that close attention. It's not the guy that was with you in the room. Hit him in the head and run. I get that.
Yeah, which is more along the lines of you kept on saying she had a cool, you know, she's keeping a level head. I'm like, no, she wasn't. She was just been doing whatever. Like, next scene, he gives her a map. Like,
yeah, that was weird.
Follow the map. And she's looking at it. She's got it upside down. She has it backwards. I'm like, yes, no, she's a complete freaking wreck. What the hell are you doing?
I mean, if you think about it, she's never been in space.
She's never read a map before?
It's not as easy to read a map when there's no north.
He even there's a port and a starboard.
Just yeah, I know, but
mash it up with the boat.
And then he promptly goes north.
Yeah.
Yes, well, that was more of an entertainment.
Here's an interesting piece of trivia from this, which there's not much trivia on IMDb for this.
No, there's
but
not.
But the two brothers, Alex and Heidel.
Mm-hmm.
Alec Heidel was an alias used by Lee Harvey Oswald.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting. Oh, jeez.
Sorry. Oops. I think I started that.
Nah, you might have. somebody else is starting now. So you've got, you know, her hitting him in the head, and I think it kind of bothered me that, you know, he wore such amazingly different clothes than what her captors had worn.
Yeah.
So I think that's what bugged me the most about this, and I think that was just poor writing.
Yeah.
They wanted to throw a joke in there where the joke didn't make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it, though. I mean, yeah, I was perfectly willing to go with in the heat of the moment.
Yeah, yeah, I could see that.
The next scene that they have together, though, best scene. He keeps telling her to shut up.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. But at the same time, I kept having flashbacks of Austin Powers.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
Yeah,
no. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
1-800-SIP-IT.com.
Exactly. .net.org, yeah. So anyway, that's what it made me think of, which kind of, it was funny in its own, but thinking about it that way, I was just like, eh, this kind of takes it away from me a bit.
Yeah.
You know.
I can see how it would lose the humor.
Yeah. Anyway, and then they're running off together. Unfortunately, not into the sunset, because she's got to save everybody else on the boat, even though the one person she's talked to has already been killed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we completely passed over the killing of the secretary. Hey, guess what? The secretary got killed. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's put it this way. Every other character except the main characters die.
Yeah.
Which I love.
So, essentially, if you don't have more than, like, I want to say 5 or 6 lines, you're gonna die, with the exception of some of the wardens and whatnot on the spaceship
red shirt station.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, all the guys on the police station.
Yep.
So then we have the ships that for some reason randomly come up there because they still have no idea that there's been any trouble.
And apparently there is a lot of traffic going on.
That was before that was before Guy Pearce got sent up there.
Because they're being all, like, quiet about it, though, and then the crazy guy hits the button and starts shooting them.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because Guy Pearce gets on through the same on the outside, I should say, of the same ship that gives them the negotiator for the hostage situation. Yeah. Seriously, this thing has more traffic than the International Space Station. It's like a freaking train station.
Well, by the end, it's got more traffic than the International Space Station.
Well, yes.
We're about to get to that point.
Anyway, so they're sneaking around, yada, 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 doing their whole diehard bit, and nothing really happens other than a lot of talking and a few people getting shot.
Yeah.
There needed to be more shooting.
And then the International Space Station and then they crash into the International Space Station.
Yes.
And Mace gets...
After they get Mace, they go through, they meet Scar, you know, Scully's boyfriend.
Yeah.
And then they...
Time, but I'd keep him around for a little bit.
Wow. I got something I gotta show you later, by the way, Scully. Wow, that sounded way worse than what it is. That sounded terrible. Okay, I'm sorry.
My brain's like, I know how to make it worse, but how do I make it better? It's already bad. How can you make it better?
Sorry about that. No, it's actually, never mind. I'm not even, let's move on.
Yeah, no.
Okay, so yeah, they crash into the space station after the save.
What did you say, Lisa? I say that relationship lasts about 5 minutes. What about you?
I'm being generous.
Oh!
About as long as it takes them to finish. Sorry.
All right, they find out that Mace is woohoo.
Yeah, Mace is crazy.
Mace has space dementia.
He has space dementia.
It's certainly not real dementia.
Yeah, because he's actually got cognitive, well, not cognitive, but he's got logical thought in his own way.
Yeah, his brain
is... He's trying to throw out the words, and he just can't piece them together. So I'm pretty sure he has that disease that the guy in House had that one time.
Aphasia?
I was pretty much covering it with that disease that the guy had that one time in House.
Could have been any number of any obscure disease. Except, what is it? The one that lupus. They always assume it has. Yeah, lupus. Except lupus.
There was one case of lupus. And drink.
So, he has space dementia. But look at the bright side. The guy that goes crazy in space this time at least didn't ride a nuke.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to close that down just in case any of our listeners had no idea what we were talking about.
Yep.
Yeah, at least this time he didn't have to feel the power between his legs.
Nope. Was that Warnick?
Oh.
I forgot which one I'm talking about. Anyway. Okay, so moving on. Guy freezes because it busts a hole in the ship. But for some reason, he has a significant amount of time to try to push this damn button.
No, for the love of God, no. That was the thing that bothered me the most.
Yeah, it kind of did me too.
The space thing, like how the bodies handled space, that was horrendous. The timing, even worse. The stupid time, no. Yeah. Oh my God, no.
The way it should have been. Okay, so moving on. So now his friend is dead. She's got the code.
Because she doesn't know it.
Yeah, she doesn't know it yet, but she knows that there's something to what he's saying. Mm-hmm. Then they get caught by all the bad guys, who now know that she's the president's daughter.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah, because somebody left a magazine laying around.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me that doesn't sound intelligent.
And all I'm saying is Guy Pearce really, really, really badly wants to be Sylvester Stallone the way that he stood there and shot instead of getting undercover.
Yes.
Oh, that drove me nuts.
I don't really remember that.
He just stands there and shoots his gun like, there's no way they can hit me. And lo and behold, I'll be damned they couldn't.
Finally,
somebody shoots his gun and he falls down a chute.
Yeah.
Not him, his gun. And he falls down a chute.
No, he got shot. He got hit by a shotgun. He took it in the vest.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because I remember when he was lying at the bottom of the elevator.
He's lying there, he's like, ow, and he pulls the vest off.
Yeah, after he gets shot in the chest by a shotgun, with a vest on, granted, but by a shotgun, then he falls six stories to a metal grate.
Yeah, at, like, less than 10 feet distance shot with a shotgun, because I couldn't gauge that as being more than 10 feet distance.
Yeah, I'm not believing this. I'm not believing he's walking away from this.
Birdshot.
Birdshot.
The falling, I'm less certain of than the shot with the shotgun.
I believe that he could have survived the shot with a shotgun, but the amount of damage he would have already taken, plus the fall damage, best case scenario, his body still goes into shock.
Yeah, again, this is like, you can't even, like, you could give it the law forward and that this isn't that kind of a movie. Like, you're not supposed to think that hard about it. And clearly you're not supposed to think that hard about it. Because it really makes your brain hurt when you try.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so.
It's harder than trying to study chemistry. Harder.
I feel like we're really trying hard to bust this movie's balls. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, and I feel
like, once again, it is a fun film.
It is. Yeah. It's a really fun film. It just, you cannot
think about
any of it. More, like, you can, like, just accept every premise you're given. Otherwise, your brain starts hurting and, you know, you stop having fun for a minute.
Yeah. It was also brought to my attention today that apparently Guy Pearce was married to Madonna for some time.
Yeah.
I did not know that, but it explains a little bit. And strange thing is, she divorced him. I know that seems weird, but that's strange. Okay, so moving on. You know, he's got to climb back out. She's captured trying to escape. I pretty much
think
at this point.
They leave her alone with crazy obnoxious dude who I kept being like, just fucking kill him.
Prior to this?
Just kill him. Hmm?
Yeah, he tried to rape her at the very beginning.
Yeah, yes. And then they leave her alone with him. And doesn't he?
Well, they don't purposefully leave him alone with her because
he kills his brother and the other guy that are in the room with him.
That's right.
Yep. He just kills him there.
That's right. Now I remember that.
He goes after her and Snow's back.
Uh-huh. Just in time. Snow's back and they're escaping and everybody else is dead. And now we're gonna have the big Star Wars final battle scene.
Yeah.
Yes. Literally Star Wars. There are a lot of X-Fighters.
Yeah.
Yeah, strangely enough, aren't shooting back at the gun emplacements.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
Like I said, there was very little shooting done by those guys, except for the one payload they had to lay off in the center of the, again,
center of the big hole in the middle.
In the middle of a giant star. What?
Okay, and so then they get down, and she goes and follows the code and finds the briefcase and brings it to Snow.
And eventually she takes it to her dad.
Or takes it to her dad, yeah. And this gets Snow off scot-free.
Yeah.
Well, it gets Snow off scot-free, but he brings it to Harry Shaw, who is the token black guy you guys keep talking about.
Uh-huh.
And is explaining to him how he came across this case and what happened. In the meantime, Harry Shaw is opening it without any question. Like, no hesitation whatsoever, at which point Snow points out that nobody should know the combination to that lock.
Yeah. And it turns out Harry Shaw is a spy.
Yep.
Shock.
Who set it all up.
Yep.
And then you finally are supposed to, for some god knows why reason, start liking Langrell when he arrests Shaw. And it's like, I don't like him. I still don't like him. He's still an asshole. He's an asshole.
I don't like any of you.
Yeah, he never saw Star Wars. He's an asshole.
He never saw Star Wars. He's an asshole. Anyway.
Well.
Let's just rag on him a little bit more for that.
Seriously.
Hey, look at the bright side. I didn't mention it in my rant this time.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought about it. I really wanted to work it in there, and I thought, nah, I'll do it. Anyway. So, then, you know, he gets arrested. They have the greatest Han and Leia scene I've seen since Han and Leia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ending scene.
I cannot remember what she said, but I remember she said something and walked off. I was like, that's awesome.
Oh, he goes, for a second there, I thought you were going to kiss me, and then she walks off.
Yeah. That's awesome. I love you, I know scene.
Yeah, you skip past the point where he goes to light his cigarette. The lighter that he's had the whole time finally is refusing to light, so he opens it up and realizes that
there's the SD card.
that everybody thought was in the briefcase is hidden inside the lighter.
Which, by the way, may I point out that, you know, I don't remember how many years this was in the future, but they're still using the same SD technology.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all right. They even mentioned that he's the only person alive who smokes a cigarette. He's the only one who actually uses a lighter.
Well, he's not the only one, but it's very, very rare.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, so we're done.
Yay, finally.
Hoorah. All right.
Popcorn earlier.
What?
Lisa ran out of popcorn for this popcorn flick.
Lisa, are you starting to hate it now?
No, I just ran out of popcorn.
Got it. All right, so buff quotes. Lisa, do you want to start us?
I'm being beaten up by a guy named Rupert.
You know, when he said that, all I could think of was the teddy bear from Family Guy. I guess all I could think of. Anyway, okay, Carl?
We're going to need a new engineer. This one sprung a leak.
Stop talking about Scully like that. You're going to make her blush.
I did not spring a leak.
Rand, did you go running again?
I'm technically not an engineer. You know, yeah, it wasn't my title at one point, but I don't have any of the certifications to be an engineer.
I'm just making a joke about Scarface.
I got made fun of so badly for having a title of engineer, but not actually being a certified engineer from an engineer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Scully, what was your quote?
What do you want me to do? Fly? I think I left my cape at home.
Once again, people. What? Superman's cape is not why he can... Wait, what show are we doing?
Part of why I chose it. I left my cape at home. It is not the cape that lets you fly.
Gotcha.
No, it's the funky gravity machine.
Yeah, that was...
It's the giant spinning fans beneath you.
I don't know why turning that off made the gravity go away. Or made the gravity start.
I know. There's no gravity in these fans.
I get the idea of there being a sweet spot in a ship when you're using, you know, false gravity, that was covered in Enterprise. Yep. But why does turning the machine on or off change that?
Yeah,
not sure.
Not changing the rest of the ship.
Yeah, should have killed gravity for the rest of the ship. Like, everyone should have suddenly started floating for no reason whatsoever.
Yep.
There you go. Okay, so moving on. My quote was, it was coupon night and I was trampolining your wife.
And yeah, I so called that one.
Yeah.
I loved it. I loved the delivery.
It sounds so much like you.
I'm not making a connection as to coupon night and trampolining wife.
Why were you at the hotel? It's coupon night and I was trampolining your wife.
Yeah.
It still doesn't.
A discount at the hotel, so he took somebody else's wife to the hotel.
Okay. See, that's not what it means. When somebody says coupon night, it means you're clipping coupons for the night. Like, you're going through all of your magazines.
No, it was coupon. It was coupon night, meaning that, you know, they had a coupon. This good today only.
Because the running with scissors was the only thing that was, like, is it supposed to be funny because he's running with scissors? I don't understand.
You have a different definition of coupon than most of us.
Scully, I would agree with you, but in this case.
Yeah.
It makes more sense. Okay.
Anyway. Moving on. Okay, best buffed. And I'm going to start with Scully after that, you know, little rant there.
Through all that fun stuff. So it's the Space I'm Gonna Cry award. Because I went to write down inaccuracy, and that's what I ended up writing down instead.
I like the way you have it better than inaccuracy.
I'm Gonna Cry.
Okay.
All one word. So that was the big one, because everything from the space station to just everything, the whole long list. I also have a bogus medical award, because apparently the back of your eye leads directly to your brain. It's like right there. It's right there. Not for like a 4-inch long needle.
Self-guiding needle.
Yes, self-guiding needle.
It's self-guiding.
I'm going to be sick.
Okay, any others?
The final one is the Death Star Award flight scene for the entire Death Star scene completely ripped off and done in this movie at the end.
Yeah.
All right. Lisa.
I have the Hey, I Know That Guy award again. Because, yeah, Hey, I Know That Guy was said about 5 times in the first 10 minutes. And then I have Tweeter's award for one-liners.
Because Tweeter drinks beer.
What the fuck is that? And
prison. All right. Any others?
Nope. That's it.
Carl?
I have actually 3 awards for this now. I am giving Guy Pearce and Maggie Grace the Felix Baumgartner You Aren't award for parachuting out of orbit.
Mm. Yes.
I am giving this the Animaniacs Push the Button award.
Can I push the button?
My turn to push the button.
And I am giving this the Wile E. Coyote, the Stunt Director Award. Because, seriously, half these stunts were straight out of Looney Tunes.
Yeah, I completely agree with that, but I'm still stuck on the push the button thing, and I'll tell you why. When we go to elevators now, I actually hear that from my toddler.
Oh.
Not your turn. Not your turn. My turn, push the button. He says this to me every time.
Regardless of whether it's his turn or not?
Yeah, I don't worry about the turns, but that's what he tells me. Not your turn. No, not you. Okay, so as for my awards for this movie, along with Scully, I also gave the final scene an award, the No, I Never Saw Star Wars award, or the final battle scene. I also am giving this the I'd Wipe It Off Your Lip Best Interrogation Comebacks.
Yeah.
Well, to catch that one. Okay. And I'm giving the entire prison the Demolition Man Stasis Prison Award.
Okay. Yeah. However, you should have given it the Punchline Award for the interrogation.
I like the I'd Wipe It Off Your Lip.
Yeah.
If I wanted that comeback, I'd wipe it off your lip.
No. Anyway. I guess that's why they call it a punchline.
Yeah. Oh, jeez, I just thought about that. Wow.
Did you catch that in the movie?
No, I caught that. I mean, the comeback comment combined with the why they call it a punchline.
Oh.
Now you're getting it. Okay. Yes. Okay. Moving on into where are you playing?
You know, it's sad, Rod. I'm on a allergy pill that makes me very sleepy, and I caught that before Carl.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of Carl, do you want to start us off on where you're playing?
Sure. Let's see.
Okay.
How many days has it been since MS1's last incident?
364.
Lisa got that one.
I couldn't remember if it was 364 or 321.
Yeah. And,
1 day shy of a year.
Let's see. What does the acronym LOPD stand for?
What the fuck is that?
LOPD?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you know what LOPD was used for here?
No, I don't even remember that.
That was the place that they were, Harry and Scott were at, when they were giving him directions.
Like the central.
It was the police station, that they were basing from.
Hmm.
Orbit police station.
It's actually low orbit police department.
Seriously.
Yeah. Seriously said that. When the ships come by at the very beginning, when they first find out about the takeover, they're like, this is the LOPD calling MS-1. I was like, oh,
low orbit? Are you kidding me?
No. Which tells me that there's a high orbit police department.
Yes. Because
you know they did. Oh, because you know they did.
All right. I'd give Scully that one, though, to be honest.
Okay, I'll give that one to her.
All right. Scully, you want to ask your questions?
My disgust at their horrendous name. All right. What was the container number Mace was stuck in?
M368.
M184.
M161.
Nope.
It was 3 something, but I don't remember what.
The M346.
You had the numbers, right?
Hey, y'all had the right letter.
All right.
Girl. All right, and what's the password to the safe?
ICU I4CU.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That was all. That was literally it. I had nothing for this.
Yeah, I know. I had a hard time coming.
Most of it was really bad comments. Like, do we have enough Irish?
Yeah.
We didn't get to see the head explode.
Explode.
Yeah, I wanted to see that guy's head explode.
I know. This is what my comments read like. When we don't get to see the head explode.
Somebody's been reading too many lolcasts.
Okay, my questions are, when the main character is, when you first see him fighting, his phone rings. You just catch a quick glimpse, but the collar, what color was his shirt?
Blue.
Green.
Rod, do you have a guess?
Do we have a rod?
Good question.
I think we've lost Rod. Oh, I gotta love technical difficulties in the middle of the trivia.
I know, because there's no ad-libbing for it. It's not like you can be like, we lost him, just keep talking.
Nope.
Well, technically we are doing a pretty good talking. Do I want to go ahead and say if somebody got that right? Nope, Rod's back.
I'm back. What I missed, Rod. I'm sorry about that.
Did you hear the question?
No.
Okay, when the main character is first fighting, his phone rings. What color is the shirt of the guy who calls him?
Red.
Okay, Carl, you were right because you said blue.
All right, cool.
Okay.
Then you could have said that.
Yes, I could have, but I wanted to make sure everybody answered. All right. Mace gives a platform and the name to the platform. To the main character, what is the platform's name?
Union Street Station.
Union Street Station.
No. I know what she's asking. She's asking in the chase scene.
Yes, right after I said I want that motorcycle.
The number, but I can't remember the street.
I just remember 8-5, that's all I got.
No, it's, Washington Street Station.
I don't know.
10?
You are half right. It's Wilson 10.
Wilson Street Station.
Okay. Then that'd be all of yours. Who's in the lead at this point? I know it's not me.
I am.
Carl 2, I got 1.
Gotcha, okay.
I got 1!
Okay, I was like, Lisa, please say you remember if you got 1, because that's not, I don't remember otherwise.
Yeah, it was 364 is the one I got.
That's right.
Yep.
Alright, so for my questions, what numbers were tattooed on Heidel's right hand between his thumb and his forefinger?
Heidel's right hand between his thumb and his forefinger?
I didn't even see that number.
317. I didn't see it either, but I'm going to guess.
Anybody else want to make a guess?
566.
Okay, it was 101. I don't know what the point of that was,
shooter
to be honest.
Talk?
Binary.
What is that in binary, Scully?
Oh, I'm pretty sure that one's a 6. Hang on, I gotta write it down.
Moving on to the next question,
so
while she's doing that.
I don't know if it was supposed to be binary or if it's just numbers that they threw on to make him look badass. Anyway. Next question. There was a
5, I'm shy.
Okay. There was a front page picture of President Warnock used periodically throughout the movie. What was the title of the article?
Oh.
Leading in the polls, I don't know.
Warnock warned or something like that. They kept switching between Warnock and another word. It started with W. I can't remember. I remember what magazine it is, but I don't remember what...
I don't actually remember what magazine it is, to be honest with you.
One of my fallback questions was the name of that magazine.
I don't remember the name of the article at all.
The article.
I think Carl's right on Warnick Warned.
New World Alliance. With a question mark.
Okay.
Anyway, okay. So that makes Carl the winner with a tie for second between Scully and Lisa.
Yep, and I'll give you the, I'll give that to you as the tiebreaker. What was the name of the magazine/newspaper?
Time.
Here's a hint. It's one that's currently in use.
People.
No.
People.
It's USA Today.
Was it? And that's what I thought. I'll give you another one. When Emil tells Snow that he can't smoke on the space station, what does a sign behind him say?
I'm guessing here, but no smoking.
Lisa got it.
I didn't remember the sign, but yeah.
I don't even remember seeing a sign.
There was a sign there that said no smoking. I should have given you the other one and used that as my audience question. Either way, Carl.
Audience question. According to Snow, because we never find out for sure, but according to Snow, what political party does the president belong to?
It's interesting.
And I almost answered that.
I know, I almost answered it. Okay, so.
Lisa.
Sorry, I had to think about who was next.
When Snow is trying to rescue the president's daughter from that room she locked herself in, how long does it say she has until brain death?
At which point? Because that changes.
She said when she first locked herself in the room.
No, it's... What I'm meaning is after her bodyguard kills himself, just before he gets into the room.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Like he's on the roof of that room.
I'm thinking that this was, what, like 35 minutes into the movie? So about 35 minutes ago? Anyway. Okay, so Scully, audience question.
What's on Snow's shirt?
Nice. Very nice. Okay, and as for my audience question, when Mace couldn't find the panic button to get out of the room after they hit the space station, what was the emergency device on the wall on the other side of the door? And remember, you can answer any of those questions or all of them by going to our website, moviesinthebuff.com. So, where are we at? We're at Mental Debuff.
Yep.
What?
I was going to say a defibrillator, because I sure needed a jump start after this movie.
Well, now I'm remembering when Bob got his balls hooked up to the car battery.
No.
Oh, let's not discuss him.
Anyway, okay.
I already have a headache.
Speaking of mental debuff, let's... Carl?
Yeah, turn on Moody, turn off Brain, enjoy.
Valium.
I thought that was a Percocet.
Anyway. Personally, for me, it's acid, but that's beside the point.
Oh, no. Don't try watching this movie
we
on
do
acid.
Not condone drugs, people.
No, don't watch
drugs are bad.
Don't try watching this movie on acid or weed.
I'm going to tell you one that's very interesting on acid, though.
Part about it.
Actually, this movie might be really good on weed, because you might actually be able to, like...
I could see that.
Get your brain low enough.
Remember The Wiz with Michael Jackson?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was awesome on acid. But, anyway.
God, that play was miserable to do.
Yeah, I believe that. All right. Lisa, you're next.
As long as you turn off your brain and not think about all the science... You will enjoy this movie, although if you like explosions, you'll want more of them.
You know, see head explode.
How many times did you just want to hear Guy Pearce say yippee-ki-yay motherfucker in this movie?
He couldn't say that. He had his shoes on.
Why the hell is that not in your rant, Rod?
I know, I just now thought of it. I didn't think about it when I was writing the rant. Okay. Scully.
I think it's Scully's turn.
So, this is an awesome drinking game movie. For every time you don't get to see something gruesome that you really were excited to see. i.e. guy shooting himself in the head, they put an explosion band on somebody's neck, all this fun stuff. You don't get to see it. Hell, even the stabbing, you don't even get to see. You just see a big round red circle. Like, really? So take a shot every single time you don't get to see violence. Take a shot every single time somebody mashes a keyboard for no apparent reason. Take a shot every time that somebody actually doesn't shoot a gun when they should have, and it would have solved a whole lot of problems. Every time somebody says somebody to tell somebody else to shut up, or they needed to shut up. And every time they do a scientific inaccuracy.
They're gonna be in the hospital due to alcohol poisoning.
Yeah. Skulls just killed our whole audience. Wow. Don't do that.
And it's such an easy rule. There are only six rules there. That's it. There's only six. You can be hammered by the end. You can still remember all six.
Okay. So, and on top of the few audience that's left, guess what time it is?
It's time for us to mute our mics.
It's time for Rod's rants. I have to admit, this collection of bad CG tropes and a unilateral storyline managed to shock and amaze me the way only an absolutely gorgeous woman that turns out to be a transsexual can. I mean, honestly, all they did in this film was take every great action movie for the last 15 years and turn it all into one movie. I should have hated it. Everything in my bone told me to hate it. I mean, I don't understand why I like it. You know, like a prostate exam. Still, there's something about this film that touched me in the way most cannot. You know, like a prostate exam. Guy Pearce is an excellent actor, but what I'm trying to figure out is how this guy was married to Madonna. No real point to the movie here, but I still want to know. Guy, is it true you can cut glass on her clit? Email me. inthebufffilms@gmail.com. And just so you know, I will be selling your answer to Mythbusters. I gotta see that episode. Okay, back to the film. I went in hating it, and the absolutely shitty CG made me hate it even worse. And to compound this weird wannabe Star Wars space battle at the end made me want to castrate myself with a rubber hammer. And I'll give you a second to let that sink in. But somewhere in the middle of this film, somewhere deep down in a place you didn't know existed, the acting and the action made me feel something. You know, like a prostate exam. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is Rod's rants.
Rod, I am beginning to wonder what your fascination is with prostate exams.
No, I'm trying real hard to convince myself that subtitling this episode "Guy Pearce gives Rod his prostate exam" is a bad idea.
Love it.
I won't shut up doing it.
Shut up doing it. Hey, I mean, prostate exam can be kind of nice. Just don't talk during it. Anyways. Wow. Okay. Next week. What are we doing next week?
Scully, what are we doing next week?
Highlander. We are doing Highlander.
Highlander, that's right. Oh, God.
Highlander.
We're going from this to Highlander?
Yeah. So, basically, we get to spend an hour and 20 minutes, however long we end up recording, bitching about how they got the Norwegian guy to play Scottish and the Scottish guy to play Spanish. Because, seriously, I'm going to bitch about this for a whole fucking hour.
But we get to see heads come off. I mean, come on. If somebody's going to be decapitated, let's at least see it.
With really bad special effects about how the lightning goes everywhere because it's the 80s and we somehow went back in time with our special effects.
That is okay. At least we get to see blood and guts and gore and really cool swords.
You are going to love childbirth. Anyways.
Oh, Lord. Why are we going from this to Highlander?
I don't know.
The really sad part is I really don't think it's going to hold up. Like, I haven't seen it in a decade, and I still don't think it's going to hold up.
Oh, no, it doesn't hold up at all, but that's the best part.
Out of my head, which is funny, because it wasn't even in the film. It was from the show. but it's stuck in my
head.
Oh,
that's okay. At least we're not going to see. At least we're not going to have to witness Sean Connery doing Hamlet.
Because we're not doing that Highlander. Jokes. Let's make sword jokes the entire time.
Nope, I fully intend on bitching about the whole casting problem for the entire hour. All right, so join us next week for that. Highlander in the buff. Oh god, I just had a picture of
the only reason. You're the one who said it, not us.
That's the whole reason Scully picked this movie, is so that she can picture that for a week.
Yep. All right, so join us next week. We promise Christopher Lambert will be clothed. Until then, keep watching those movies in the buff. You know it's just better that way. Good night, folks.
Good night. Space.
Hey, buffers. Don't forget to check out our new website, moviesinthebuff.com, and like us on Facebook and Google+, or follow us on Twitter at moviesinthebuff. You can also follow your team at debauchery, me at Rod the Golden,
at Scully44,
at Kith Kanan,
and at Acorna Witch.
You can email us at inthebufffilms@gmail.com.
Movies in the Buff is now also available on Stitcher Smart Radio. Find out more at Stitcher.com or download the app today.
Movies in the Buff is distributed under a Creative Commons
Attribution,
Non-Commercial,
No Derivatives,
3.0 U.S. license.